Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, Congress, a couple of days ago, left for the July 4th recess with some unfinished business. Inaction in Washington has left student loan rates to double from 3.4% to 6.8%, causing headaches on college campuses and around kitchen tables across the country. Now, last week on this show, Senator Angus King from Maine, the Independent, told us he was ready with a bipartisan solution.
Joe Manchin and I and a group of Republicans put something forward. I think there's a solution out there, but, Congress, we got to get to the precipice.
Well, we passed the precipice as of today, and the problem in Congress, really, a dispute between congressional Democrats and President Obama. This one doesn't really involve the Republicans, at least less than usual, and 7 million students potentially affected. Joining us is Jeff Cutter, founder and advisor for Cutter Financial Group. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
So help us understand sort of what exactly happens here, because current loans for the current school year aren't affected, but if you sign up for a loan next year, those rates could skyrocket. Is that what's going on?
Yes, Todd. Right now, as you had said earlier, the interest rates have doubled. 7 million undergrads have taken out loans for 2013 and 2014. That is going to affect all of them in the coming years.
So if you're a sophomore now, your current loan rate doesn't go up, but if you've already signed up for a loan for your junior year, that's the one that potentially goes up if they don't solve this, right?
Yes, Todd. And right now, students can take out up to $23,000 of loans. So if a person takes out that amount, they could end up paying an extra $4,600 in interest. This is quite a problem for our youth. Both Congress and White House agree that something must take place here. They just cannot agree on what. So there have been a couple different ideas tossed around. Some think that we should delay the interest rate increase for a year or two, while others believe that we should link the interest rates to the markets.
Right. And the latter is the House Republican plan. Senate Democrats want to have a capped plan for a year. And of course, they're fighting over the deficit. The House plan I want to ask you about, because tying rates to the markets, that means that if I take out a loan at 3.4% when I'm a freshman, if it goes up, I could wind up paying a higher rate sort of retroactively until my loan's all paid off, right?
That is right, Todd. That is right. And right now, when we look at our youth out there, student loan debt right now, for the first time ever, has exceeded credit card debt here in the United States. And the growth of student loan debt is even being compared to the recent housing crisis because of the significant growth in subsidized lending. Just as the mortgage lending boom pushed home prices up, student loan lending has put upward pressure on tuition.
So tuition is expensive. There's uncertainty in the loan market. I know you can't hang financial advice on a probably, especially with this Congress, but what's your advice for kids and their parents who are coming in today?
Well, look, student debt is actually not all that bad. I personally would never have been able to get through undergraduate, graduate programs without taking on student loan debt. But the key is you must make your payments on time. And the first step is what we tell the youth of America is you cannot live beyond your means. If you do run through tough times, you need to reach out to your lender because there are alternative repayment plans like an income-based plan. But you have to open that dialogue.
All right. That's good advice from Jeff Cutter, founder and advisor for Cutter Financial Group, of course. Becomes a little bit more difficult to meet that advice when congressional inaction is doubling student loan rates from 3.4% to 6.8%. Jeff Cutter, thank you.
You're welcome.